The refugee crisis has created a diaspora unlike any we've ever anticipated. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll explore what that means for the Great Commission and how the body of Christ can unite under one banner. We'll also take a look at how Joseph's dream coat actually helps produce forever families in real life. Our first story comes from the United Nations Refugee Agency, which estimates that for every 122 people, there is at least one person fleeing home, seeking refuge in a different region, or looking for a different country altogether. What does this mean to me? MNN's Dodd Morris fills in the details.
Ruth, they're hurting and looking for hope. Some of them come from closed countries, meaning this might be the first chance they've ever had to learn about Jesus. And it's with people like these in mind that International Day for the Unreached was created. Tim Bourne of Wycliffe Bible Translators shares.
The International Day for the Unreached is a nationwide initiative across the church, the body of Christ, to stand up and do something for the sake of the 2 billion unreached people still waiting to hear the gospel.
And as churches gear up to raise awareness and support, aren't you wondering if you should get involved?
We too were unreached. We didn't have any connection to the gospel. Now, if you identify with that, take it one step further and realize these are people groups that don't even have access to the gospel in their language. Even just access to the gospel, period.
Wycliffe is raising funds for Bible translation, and they're encouraging you to get involved however you can. But you don't have to do it all on your own. Check the details at our website. Dodd Morris, Mission Network News.
You're listening to Mission Network News. And some people in this next story could actually be among those 2 billion. In a recent report by World Watch Monitor, dozens of Christians in the eastern part of Democratic Republic of the Congo were brutally murdered. Their deaths were a result of the Islamic violence that's present in the area. Mark Lucky with Every Child Ministries was just in the country and says the eastern side is a whole different world from western Congo, where ECM works.
There's actually a couple different aspects to the ministry of ECM in Congo. One would be the training ministry. We started two training schools, one in the rural area of Garazim and the other in the capital city, urban area of Kinshasa.
This part of the ministry prepares and equips lay people to teach and plan for Sunday school.
Another aspect of the ministry that I wanted to check on was our street ministry to children in Kinshasa. And that one I found needs more funding, but what they're doing is very good. And vocational ministry to street children found to be a real necessary, helpful ministry to those kids.
Helping train kids and adults while introducing them to Christ helps prevent the violence which recently took those Christian lives. Would you be willing to help support these kids for a life in Christ? Answering God's call to care for orphans and vulnerable children is a reflection of His purpose and His love being lived out in the heart of the church. For some, the answer is adoption. Orphan Outreach has partnered with Joseph's Dream Coat to make domestic and international adoption a reality for more families. According to Ray Diaz, the partnership is the next step in offering a continuum of care for a child. And the partnership doesn't end with two ministries.
So we would see ourselves as coming alongside the family, along with the local church, and wrapping ourselves around this family and providing whatever support they would need.
Together, the ministries will provide grants to families that are committed and faithful followers of Christ, in particular, pastors and ministry leaders who may long for adoption but find those costs to be prohibitive. The dream of orphan outreach is for children to understand God's love for them and for all of them to find safety and security in a family setting. Ray says that's best.
Healing happens within the context of relationships, and that relationship happens within the context of a family.
Are you interested in learning more? You'll find the details and links to all of these stories at missionnews.org. Stories that'll make you want to pray, give, or go. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.